you go to college, and then what year did you graduate from college?
I didn't. I got married.
Oh, okay. And when was that?
February 16th, 1957.
And you would have been how old?
20.
20 years old. And the man you married, his name was?
Richard Allen Williford.
And how old was Richard?
22.
All right. And how did you meet?
On the beach, and he was a senior at A&M, but had his fourth and fifth year. So then we did not marry for 2 years.
Okay. You dated for 2 years, and then when he graduated, is mm-hmm. that it? And then you got married.
Yes.
Right. How many children did you have?
Two. I have a son, Richard Allen Williford, Jr., and a daughter, Monica Marie Williford.
Richard's business was what?
Oil business.
And what nature of his work? What was his work about? What did he do in the oil business?
Well, he started his own company, Williford Energy, and we still have that company today. He also purchased a simulator company, and we manufacture airline simulators.
So he started the company after you got married?
After we came to Tulsa.
After you came in 73?
Yes.
And that's when you started the Williford Energy. Did you then live, though, in many places?
No.
With Richard?
No.
Prior to coming to Tulsa in 73?
Well, we lived in Shreveport, and we lived in Wichita Falls. We lived in Durango, Colorado. We lived in Lafayette, Louisiana, back to Denver, and Denver to Tulsa.
And you definitely remember all that. And you moved to all those places because of the oil business?
Yes, yes.
Under the banner of Williford Energy.
No, he was working for Gulf at the time, Gulf Oil Company.
Okay, all right. And then when he came to Tulsa, he started mm-hmm. the energy company.
That's correct.
All right. Right now, don't you have, weren't there wells in Oklahoma, Texas, and Colorado?
Yes.
That you have? When you came here and he was involved in the business, what did you do?
I began a 30-year-plus career volunteer work for the many nonprofits that we have in Tulsa. And Tulsa's a wonderful, generous community.
You have volunteered for many, and we'll get into that. What was the first place that you volunteered?
Children's Medical Center, working with handicapped children, and Key Elementary School, working with handicapped children.
And what drew your attention to those two places?
Well, they needed help.
Right. Did they reach out to you, or you just sensed that when you came into the community?
I don't remember.
Right. Key Elementary. Where did your children go to school?
Both of them were at Key Elementary School.
All right. So that's how that need probably came about. Mm-hmm. You were willing to volunteer your time and get involved in the community. What are some of the other places that you volunteered that come to mind quickly now?
Tulsa Historical Society, and I was on the Jane Goodall International Board for 10 years. I was on the zoo board, and she came and blessed our chimpanzee exhibit to make it part of the National Jane Goodall Acceptance.
And that had to be exciting to meet her.
She was a guest in my home several times and very much enjoyed coming to Tulsa. And she would visit Holland Hall and give speeches there as well.
Tulsa Ballet, you were really involved with.
Marcello Angelini came to Tulsa 25 years ago, and I was his first president. And we were going to honor him last year, but COVID made that an impossible situation. So this August 22nd, we are honoring him for 26 years.
And he was married to?
Daniela Buson, prima ballerina.
And we're fortunate in Tulsa to have such a
yes.
fine ballet community.
I also volunteered with Tulsa Opera and was in charge of the opening of the Mayo Hotel as a benefit for Tulsa Opera, and had I.G. Gannon come as the band.
Oh.
And he was much loved.
Yes, 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 yes. The opening of the Mayo Hotel.
Yes.
The reopening?
Yes.
We're glad to have that refurbished in downtown Tulsa. But you were also active with the Mental Health Association.
Yes, and the Sister Cities. I was in charge of the convention where we had 2,000 people in Tulsa for 10 days. And I had to showcase Tulsa because Chicago was the previous year. The next year was Houston. So I wanted Tulsa to be the best.
And I'm sure you did the best job. Then the Tulsa County Jury Fee Committee for the Prevention of Child Abuse.
Yes.
And you were the first woman president of the Summit Club.
Yes.
I mean, we can go on and on with these. Did you ever say to yourself, I'm so busy, I can't do all this? Or
no.